Sfarim say that one of the reasons why Hashem gives Yisurim to people is because every single person has a tremendous amount of koichas and a tremendous amount of strength that he himself doesn't know that he has. And when he's given a very, very difficult situation, a very difficult, very challenging situation, he's forced to pull out of himself strength that he himself didn't know he had. And anybody that's gone through a very difficult situation will tell you, I had no idea I had the strength to be able to get through it. If so, it stands to reason that one way that we could avoid Yisurim is if we could figure out a way to be megala our strength without having to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu put us into situations where we're forced to reveal our strengths. We can motivate ourselves through other means to revealing our strengths. I want to say over a mashal that I said to my second Seder Shir 2 days ago. Imagine you'd have a person who at a young age suffers a spinal cord injury and he's unable to walk. The way that spinal cord injuries work, if you know anything about them, is that it's very, very hard to know when or how they heal. It's like mamash biyad Hashem. It's something that's almost impossible to see. Feeling, movement can either return to the person with the injury or not return. And there's no way to predict what's going to happen if somebody, Chalila, has a spinal cord injury. So imagine you have a guy, let's say he's 15 years old, and he suffers, Chalila, he suffers a spinal cord injury. So he goes into a wheelchair, and he lives for years in a wheelchair. And imagine if at some point over this boy's life, his spinal cord heals. It wasn't completely detached, whatever it is, it heals. And now he's able to walk. But the boy himself, nobody told him that his spinal cord heals. So he never tries to stand up out of the wheelchair. Isn't that sad? Here you have a guy that could just stand up out of the wheelchair. But he's so convinced that he's crippled that it doesn't occur to him to try to stand up. Thought. Somebody loses his eyesight. Someone loses his vision. So you can imagine that someone who can't see will get used to walking around with his eyes closed. And sometimes, maybe he'll be zaycha that he can see. But he's so used to walking around with his eyes closed that it never occurs to him that he should open his eyes. In a certain sense, it's almost sadder than the guy who Taka can't see. Because he could see, he just doesn't know it. We're sitting now after Pesach. It's a few days after Pesach. The Yidden in the Midbar were still eating matzah at this point. They still had leftover matzah. Chazal say for 30 days they ate matzah. And we're not big enough to feel what happens to our neshama when it's yontif. But we know, we're going to say in Meir, we know that something happens. When Yetzias Mitzrayim happens, something happens. Hamakabe Avrasei Kol Bechayrim Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed in his anger all the Bechayrim of Mitzrayim, by Yoytzei Yisama Yisrael, and he took his nation Yisrael out, Mitoichem from amongst Mitzrayim, L'cheirus Eilam, to an eternal cheirus, an eternal freedom. How could you say it's an eternal freedom? We came back into Golos again. So obviously, it must be, we have to say, that it means it's something in our neshama that came free permanently. That even though the goyim maybe have the ability to enslave our bodies, but the spirit and the ruchnius and the Yiddish neshama can never be enslaved. And every year when Pesach comes, the neshama experience, as we know, we've talked about this before, that our Yom Tovim are not commemorations. We do not do anything in commemoration of. All our Yom Tovim are re-experiencing. That means when Shavuos comes, we will receive the Torah. When Sukkot comes, we are in Anani HaKovet. When Rosh Hashanah comes, there is a din. It's not a commemoration of a din. And when Pesach comes, there is a Yitzhiyah L'Cheiros Olam. There is a Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim. Every person has their own Mitzrayim, and when there's L'Cheiros Olam, there is a Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim. That's what Zecher means. Zecher is the Ruchnius effect that's left from the physical Maisa that happened. But in Ruchnius, it's happening. Something must have changed. Even though we don't feel it. Now we're back in yeshiva, and we're not even sure that Pesach ever really happened. But something must have changed. Our neshamas must have experienced something. And not just anything. Our neshamas must have experienced something spectacular. A cheiros, a freedom, a yitziah. Something spectacular. Something very, very, very tremendous. So we're sitting in a wheelchair, and our legs are working, and we don't know it. We're going about our lives as if we didn't come out of Mitzrayim, because we're not aware of the refuah that we were given. That was said when they came out of Mitzrayim. We're not aware of the refuah that happened. Now imagine you go over to this boy that we spoke about. And now he's 17, 18, 19 years old. And for 4 years he sat in a wheelchair and he couldn't walk. And if he would have tried to lift himself up out of the wheelchair, he would have crumbled onto the floor. And we tell him, by the way, your legs are better, you can stand up now. Do you think he would stand up? It takes a lot of courage. It's not so easy. He's used to sitting in the wheelchair. And he knows he's safe in the wheelchair. And he knows that for years his legs didn't carry him. And now he has to believe that somebody told him that his legs work now. There's no physical evidence of it. Somebody told him that they think his legs work now. It would take a lot of courage to get up out of that chair, to take those first few steps. And that's the courage that we need right now. That's the courage that we need as we head towards Matan Torah. It takes a certain courage for us to step out of the wheelchair. We've been held back not just in what we could physically accomplish, not just what we could in actuality accomplish, but before, when we were in Mitzrayim, a few days ago we were in Mitzrayim, we were also held back in our capacity to feel. I don't know if anyone's had the painful experience of knowing someone who's depressed. But if you know someone who's depressed, you take a walk with someone who's depressed on a day like today, a beautiful, stunning day, and you would walk on a seashore, and the way you hear the waves of the water and the seagulls flying in the sky and the sun shining and the beautiful beach just unbelievable. You just can't help feeling happy. Every little thing just makes you want to smile. And you walk with someone who's depressed, they don't feel a thing. They don't feel happy. The sun doesn't make them happy, and the water doesn't make them happy, and the seagulls don't make them happy. They can't feel a thing. Because someone who's depressed has like this cocoon, this insulation around them that doesn't allow them to feel simcha. But it's an amazing thing. Two people in the same place, and one of them is able to just receive from the world around them a tremendous lift, and the other one is handicapped. But it's not handicapped like being in a wheelchair. It's an emotional wheelchair. He's pushed, unable to fly. We can fly, he's unable to fly. So we see that it's not just in how much I could learn, how much I could do, how much I could battle my Yetzer Hara, but it's also my capacity to feel. There's a famous letter that someone wrote to Rav Huttner. Someone wrote to Rav Huttner that he does all the mitzvahs, he tries as hard as he can, he doesn't feel a thing. He just doesn't feel it. He doesn't feel that excitement, he doesn't feel the Yiddishkeit. He just doesn't feel a thing. So Rav Huttner wrote him back, it's a very famous letter. Rav wrote him back that it says in Shema, V'hayu advar ma'ela sh'anayshim v'tzavach ha'ayim al levavecha, that the words that I'm telling you today should be on your heart. He said it doesn't say bilvavecha, it doesn't say the words should be in your heart. It says the words should be al levavecha, on your heart, because sometimes we can't get them into our hearts. But we have to make sure that they're there on our hearts. And then at the right moment, you never know when it will be, the heart will open and whatever's on the heart will fall in. Whatever's alav avecha will become b'ficha u'bilvavcha la'asayse, will become bilvavecha. Ki karev elecha adav emay b'ficha u'bilvavcha, but there it says bilvavcha. So that means that there are times that we pasha didn't feel connected to Yiddishkeit. We didn't feel motivated to get closer to Hashem. We didn't feel we had the capacity to develop certain edel amidas. We didn't feel like it was in us. And because we were in Mitzrayim, because we were held down. We were in Mitzrayim, in our neshamas, in our minds, in our emotions, we were trapped. We were in a base on Asurim. And then Pesach happens. And Pesach doesn't solve everything. If Pesach would solve everything, then all any of us would ever have to do is live through one Pesach. And then we would accomplish our tachlis achayim. Pesach is one of the ingredients in the long life of a yid, of one aliyah on top of another. But Pesach is a step called cheiros. And that step called cheiros frees things inside of me. But kol zman, we don't know it. We're not going to try to connect. We're sitting down to our first Musa Seder, at least together, our first Musa Seder of the zman. We already have our old Musagim of Musa. We're already turned off from Musa. We've already heard these speeches again and again. We've already opened the Mesil Sisharim and never thought we'd ever finish it. We've already had all the bad experiences. We've already tried all those ups just to land again hard on the floor. So we're just going to sit in the wheelchair. We'll go through the motions. We'll wheel ourselves around in the wheelchair. But we don't know, but there's a secret that we're not aware of. And the secret is that we just came out of Mitzrayim. The Yamsuf just split for us. Rasa Shivcha Alayama Shalai Ra Yechesku Bemuzi. That happened to us a few days ago. We saw tremendous Giluyim. Our neshama were so physical that we couldn't feel it, but our neshama became very close to Hashem. Very, very, very close to Hashem. And now our neshama is recharged, it's sensitized. So now it's time to start again like a young child. Imagine that first Musa Seder that we had, that first time that we ever sat down and opened up the Mesil Sisharim. And that our childlike wonder, our curiosity, our feeling so good about ourselves that we're sitting down to learn Musa. Remember that time? The first time we learned, we had the unbelievable feeling. 99% of us learned our first Gemaras, Eilu Matzias Shaloi Ve'Eilu Chayv La'achris. And we have the opportunity this month to learn that Gemara again that we learned when we were 10 years old. And we actually felt good at that time about the fact that we were learning Gemara. We felt like we reached a certain shlav in our life. Now we're learning Gemara. And as young children, we said with wide open eyes and smiles on our faces, we said, Eilu Matzias Shaloi. We didn't know then that Yeshiva Baruch Hu was supposed to be depressed. We didn't know all those secrets then when this Gala taught us as we got older. Then it was just with the childlike humor and smile and geschmack and excitement of a new thing. Well, now we're holding by a new thing again. We have a new life, a new lease on life. We got a Yetziah. Yetziah mibeis ha'asurim. Imagine that depressed person that finds the right medication or the right solution or his problems vanish, or something happens, and suddenly he's removed of his depression. And I've experienced, I know more than one person who's experienced that, the lift of the depression. Someone who's depressed, wrapped up in a world that you can't see out of. And then suddenly, Chesed Elyon, the cloud lifts. Sometimes because the problems went away, sometimes just because the Koichos HaNefesh came out. The cloud lifts, and suddenly he can connect with the world around him. And suddenly he says, it's such a beautiful day. He can feel a beautiful breeze. He can smell the salt water smell of being on the beach. And he can feel alive from it. That's where we are now. And then let's admit to ourselves, we came into this man, another Zman, we're back again. The difficult, we were shmoozing about the other day, the difficult job of trying to get our minds to think again, trying to remember which way to hold the Gemara. I felt that I sat down the first day, that I told my chavrusa, like, I'm fashion not used to sitting for so long. Even if you learn from during Ben Azman, it's a different type of learning. It's not sit for 3 hours. Fashion not used to sitting for so long. And we came in, and we want to learn and we want to accomplish Avada, but we came in like we're now 80s already. Yeah, we've been doing this for years. Now it's a summer's man, and it's just a few weeks. And how many weeks to the sun? Is it 4 weeks? Is it 6 weeks? Is it 8 weeks? You know, we're already a lot of discussions about the end of the sun. We barely started. We just came out of Mitzrayim. Maybe it's something that we could try to do, to try to, over the next day or two, to start fresh. Starting fresh, I have a strong azhara, and many of you know about what I'm about to say. It doesn't mean that I'm going to be a different person. It doesn't mean that I'm going to become a Superman. It doesn't mean that I'm going to have superhuman strength to be above and beyond a different person than I was before. But it means I'll have that much more strength, that much more ability, that much more koichos hanefesh, that much more emotion in my Yiddishkeit, and that much more is a lot. But that means when we sit down to Daven Ma'ariv and we hear Baruch Hu, it can't be the 15,000th Baruch Hu that we ever heard. We just came out of Mitzrayim. Do we ever think about what the words Baruch Hu es Hashem HaMavarach mean? Baruch Hashem HaMavarach La'olam Vayim? To bench Hashem? We don't think about it anymore. We got old. We're such young, old people. We got old. Baruch Hu Ma'ariv, Daven Ma'ariv. It's an opportunity. Not many people get the opportunity to stand in front of the Melech Malchi Amlachim and be Mevarechim, whatever that means. Hashkiveinu Avinu L'Sayra, how does it go? Hashkiveinu Hashem Elokeinu L'Shalem. We say, I'm just using Ma'ariv as a mashal for what I'm trying to say. Every single night, we ask Hashem that we should be zeichet to wake up the next morning. And we just like, oh yeah, Hashem, can I please wake up tomorrow morning? Like, we're asking Hashem if we can please wake up tomorrow morning. In other words, that we should be alive. Hashkiveinu Hashem Elokeinu, please help me wake up. Hashkiveinu is the Shiva, but the Hamideinu Malkeinu L'Chayim. Hashkiveinu Hashem Elokeinu L'Shalom, let me go to sleep L'Shalom, V'hamideinu Malkeinu L'Chayim, and let me stand up L'Chayim. What is that? What's the other option? The other option is to be Nishkav and it won't be Shalom. And it's Hamideinu and Chalila, it's not Chayim. Hamideinu Malkeinu L'Chayim. Every single night we ask Hashem to protect us. Hogin ba'adenu, v'hasar me'aleinu, oyev, dever, v'chere, v'rov, v'yogayim. We ask Hashem to protect us from all bad things that happen in the world. Like, yeah, Hashem, please, just like, nobody should attack me, I shouldn't starve, and, like, we're half asleep, like, it's crazy. We spend the whole day battling our Yetzirah, and we have a tefillah verse, Hashem, please take the satan away from me. So we spend the day battling our Yetzer, and the end of the day, like, yeah, take the Satan away from me. Like, here's your chance. Take the Satan away from me. But it's true about everything. I'm using a mashal from Ma'ariv. It's true about everything. And every mitzvah. A yontif passed. We have to believe in ourselves. We have to be like that boy who he believes that it's possible to stand up now. I can take that step now. Things may have felt dry in the past. Maybe I wasn't able to make it through Zman in the past. Maybe Gemara wasn't so geschmack in the past. But you never know. Now's a new opportunity. Now I'm a different person. I'm not the same person I was before Pesach. I have added koiches that I didn't have before. I was released from a Beso Asurim. L'cheiru Soilam. We have a Seder Mesil Yesharim that we learn, and we're ready in Perek Yud Tes, Bebir Chelke Achasidus. So I just want to say out clearly before, a few minutes left, just clearly before, the Seder is based on two premises, and if we're lacking in those two premises, there's very little point to the Seder. If I could have the chutzpah to say, there's very, very little point to the Seder. The first premise is that we'll be better off if we're better Ovdei Hashem. That's the first premise. We have to believe that the life, like Rav Mendelsohn says before in that tape that floats around here every Yom Neroyim, Ki Ra Umar Ozvei Es Hashem, Rabbeinu Yoina says. We have to believe that it's beautiful, it's sweet, it's geschmack to be close to Hashem. That's the first thing. That's the basis. That I'd like to be close to Hashem. I'd like to be a Talmud Chacham. That's the first premise. And the second premise is equally important. If you have the first premise and you don't have the second, it's also... this is not the right Seder. The second premise is that I can become a better Oved Hashem. That through learning, through talking, through working things out, we get into arguments here sometimes, through working things out, through making mistakes, through thinking, through opening our eyes, through thinking about things maybe a little bit differently than we thought about them until now. It's possible to change. It's possible to grow. It's possible to develop koiches that we didn't have before. And I feel like it's been a while, since we spell out clearly that we're learning Musa for a reason, because we have a cheshek to be better Ovdei Hashem, we feel a responsibility and a cheshek to be better Ovdei Hashem, and we believe that it's possible to be better Ovdei Hashem. Musa say there is not a way to kill time between 9:30 and Ma'ariv. There's a 9:30 Ma'ariv. It's a life-changing half hour over time. It's an opportunity to change my perspectives that will affect me for the rest of my life. A different way of looking at things. A clearer way of looking at things. We live in a very, very fake world, a very, very shekhadika world, and we have very few clear lights that guide us on a straight mahalach through life. And Mesilas Yesharim, straight path. Is one of those guiding lights that keep us attached to reality. So we're going to start a Mitzvah Hashem, not tomorrow, I'm not here on Thursdays. We're going to start a Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday, Mesil Sisharim, Perek Yates. And everyone who's here is coming with the premise that we want to become better Ovdei Hashem and that we can become better Ovdei Hashem.